Jazz Casual, and I'm Ralph Gleason. This is John Hendricks, the jazz poet, with me here, and this particular program is going to be devoted to letting John answer my silly questions, which I hope will explain to you some of the things that are involved in that convention and cliche and classic of the jazz world, the jam session. John, what's a jam session?
A jam session is a meeting of the minds among musicians where they get together and exchange musical ideas and experiences, really. It's like in any art form, you know, a lot of people who paint, group of painters, get together and compare techniques and ideas. People who write get together and compare they read each other chapters mm-hmm. of their plays, poets and so forth. Well, it's the same thing as in all other arts in the field of jazz music. They get together and exchange ideas and they sit together and they play together.
But playing together, this imposes some discipline on the group, doesn't it?
Only in the choice of what they're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Have jam sessions been a part of jazz for a long time?
A very important part for a long time. They were actually the schools where the younger musicians could go and not only listen to the acknowledged masters play, but actually often get up on the stand with them and learn how to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sad thing that there's not so many sessions as there used to be, because actually there are no more schools for the young musicians to go and learn from.
There is no real... Well, of course, you can't teach art in that sense.
No.
But there's no school for the craft of jam sessions either.
Right. Association, breeding, assimilation.
There you go. What are there any limitation to instruments that can be brought into a jam session?
Oh, no, anything. Anything at all. Doesn't matter.
How do they figure out what to start out doing?
Oh, they each probably have in mind a tune. Very often it's the same type of tune. Mostly... it's the blues. When in doubt, play the blues. It's an old rule in all sessions.
Do they play tunes of particular jazz composers?
Oh yeah, mostly people that are well known, everybody loves. Like, for example, Bags has written quite a
Bags
few.
Bags is?
Bags, Milt Jackson. has written quite a few tunes that people love to play. So when they get together on sessions, when they're not playing the older standards like How High the Moon, they might do something by Bags, like Bags Groove.
Would that be a blues?
That would be a blues.
A regular, ordinary blues-type blues, or some special kind of a blues?
It would be a regular, ordinary, special kind of blues-type blues.
But everybody in the group would know this tune before they came to the session, would they not?
Oh, definitely. Everybody's probably a big fan of Bags anyway, and listened to this tune for years. It's what we might call a jazz standard.
All right. Shall we?
Hey, Honus. Bags Groove. Thank you.
Now, John, what's the difference between that, a jam session, and what the group might play in an actual performance if there was a working unit, all five of them?
No difference, I hope. There should be no difference.
If it's a real jazz group, for example, Miles's group, they never do the same thing, same twice. Same way with Cannonball. Any group, I think, in effect, what they're doing really is they're having a session.
Well, now, for instance, Alan Smith, the trumpet player, I know has been with Benny Goodman, and I'm sure he didn't play Bag's Groove with Benny Goodman, and he hasn't worked with this group, and yet he's able to fit in to exactly what the group is. In fact, does the group ordinarily do Bag's Groove?
No.
No. All right. Now, everybody knew what to do. How is this?
How is it that everybody knew what to do?
Yeah.
Well, he knows how to play the horn, and he knows how to play the blues. So they just call the key, and as Sam Woodyard said one time, I asked him about some of the tunes he plays with Duke. You know, he doesn't read.
Yeah.
I say, how do you know the tune? He said, I don't know, but stomp it off.
Well, all right. How do you know where to zig when everybody else is zigging, and where to zag when everybody else is zagging, and not get it crossed up?
It's
actually unexplainable. It's like that question, you know, what is jazz?
Yeah.
If you try to explain it, you automatically give away the fact that you really don't know yourself. You know, it's unexplainable.
Well, I know, yeah. I don't know.
And I'm hip, I don't know.
but they have a key and chord changes
and that's
at
it.
A time. Do they actually count mentally when they're playing?
No, from then on, it's a matter of good manners, you know.
Intuition?
Yeah, you know, you let other cat play, and while he's playing, you might back him up, but you don't get in his way unless you want to get hit in the mouth or something.
Well, how do you know who's going to play next without getting hit in the mouth?
Well, you don't really know. You just, you just play until you get through.
Yeah.
And then when you get through, whatever else will happen is no longer up to you, so you just...
Is it affected by what has been played before, for instance?
Often you might hear something in the tune that was played before that you may have liked that you might put in the tune that you're playing at the time.
Ah, now in a sequence of solos, will a soloist, in his own statement, will he take into consideration what has been played before him by the other soloists?
Oh yes, by and large, yes he will. He'll either play something altogether different from it as a result of hearing it, or as a result of hearing it and hearing something he likes, he'll take off from that point.
But a good group that can sit in a jam session is doing the same thing that a good group is doing when it's in a performance.
Right.
That's the spontaneity of it?
Right.
Well, this is completely spontaneous. What are they going to play next?
Well, it's so spontaneous, we don't even know. Hey, fellas, what are you playing next?
You know, we have an idea with anything to do with Sweet Georgia Brown.
Crazy.
Let the drums take the first eight bars. And Adam, why don't you do a muted melody scene?
Crazy.
All
right. Crazy, all right.
All right. now, John, everybody knows Sweet Georgia Brown.
Yeah, I hope.
But can musicians sit in a session and play a tune, play music without having an agreed upon melodic line, for instance?
Sure.
How do they do this?
Well, for example, say, Alan, why don't you start playing the blues in this key, in this tempo, and you set some long open chords behind him, and we'll just go on from there and see what happens.
This is the way it works?
Yeah.
All right.
Big long notes.
Thank you.
This is NET, National Educational Television.